Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
You should come visit. We have a beautiful shoreline.
President Joe Biden was asked about Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' threat to fly migrants to his home state of Delaware. The White House says it is working with local officials to prepare for the potential flight, which comes a week after DeSantis flew 48 migrants from Texas to Martha's Vineyard. House Democratic Caucus Chair Hakeem Jeffries slammed DeSantis and the Republican governors of Texas and Arizona, who have transported more than 10,000 migrants to Democratic cities.
They should start behaving like governors and stop behaving like human traffickers. They are putting politics over people in the most egregious way possible.
DeSantis, however, argued sanctuary cities should have to bear the brunt of what he called the Biden administration's open border policies.
Those migrants were being treated horribly by Biden. They were hungry, homeless. They had no opportunity at all. The state of Florida, it was volunteer, offered transport to sanctuary jurisdictions.
More than 2 million migrant encounters, a record, have been recorded so far this fiscal year. West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin questioned what he called revenge politics amid a bipartisan attempt to block his plan to expedite fossil fuel permitting in a stopgap funding bill.
I've been around for a long time in state politics and federal politics. I've never seen stranger bedfellows than Bernie Sanders and the extreme liberal left siding up with the Republican leadership in the caucus. I've never seen this happen.
Democratic leaders and the president agreed to include the permitting package in return for his support of the Inflation Reduction Act. Former President Donald Trump's lawyers asked a federal appeals court to continue the delay of the DOJ's criminal investigation into classified documents kept at his Florida home. In a filing Tuesday, Trump's lawyers argued he had the power to assert executive privilege over documents currently in possession of the Biden administration. The Judicial Conference is calling for increased security for judges just a few months after the assassination attempt against Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. The federal court system's policymaking body also announced an extension of its pandemic-related policy, allowing for teleconferencing for civil and bankruptcy court proceedings. Charges were announced against 47 people accused of stealing $250 million from a federal program designed to provide meals for children in need during the pandemic. U.S. Attorney Andrew Luger said the defendants created a network of shell companies connected to the Minnesota-based nonprofit Feeding Our Future.
The scheme that began with a simple idea in March of 2020 grew to become the largest pandemic fraud in the United States.
Prosecutors say few meals were actually served and accused the defendants of purchasing luxury cars, property, and jewelry with the money. The FDA says it was poorly equipped to take effective action on the widespread baby formula outages this spring. In a new report, the agency points to outdated product tracking systems, inability to quickly address whistleblower complaints, and a lack of authority to address shortages. I'm Mary Sherman for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our eTrust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.